Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Rose. DJ, you know what to do, DJ. You know what to do. You gotta fade us all the way out. You gotta fade us all the way out because we gotta talk to the people. We gotta talk to the Digipreneur family. What's going on, everybody? It is Monday, January 16th, 2023. My goodness. And it is episode number 116. Episode 116. Got a nice ring to it. I hope everybody is doing well. You know, this is our second episode for 2023. And I've definitely been taking my time, you know, getting back into the groove. I usually like to pump out two podcast episodes a week and whatnot. And I got one out about 10 days ago. And, you know, I was still kind of feeling, you know, like easing myself back into it. But, you know, we're good from now. It's mid-January. A lot of things are happening. Honestly, I really feel like 2023 is going to be just a life-changing year for a lot of us. I know it has been for me already, and we are 2 weeks in. This year has been, within the first 2 weeks of this year, I have already seen that all of the years of prior work and grind into putting in, you know, putting in the energy and effort into building what I've been building, it's been amazing to see how all of those years have kind of come together to start my January off in such an amazing way that I'm already having a better year in 2023 than I have almost ever. And it's only been the first 2 weeks. And I say all that to say, not as a brag, but I say that to remind people that this is really a journey. It is a journey that, as cliche as it sounds, it's about consistency. And there's an old quote, I don't know who said it, but, you know, I always see it floating around from time to time, and it says, you know, success isn't owned, it's rented, and the rent is due every single day. And you really do have to put in that work every single day. And, you know, just the first 2 weeks, I'm just about to sign two of the biggest deals that I've ever had and been a part of, right? And, you know, barring something, you know, wild and absurd, you know, this, like, 2023 is already going to be my most financially rewarding year. And I know for years prior, I would always say that I know I'm not making what I could and should be making based on, you know, everything that I do, the work I put in. Like, for me, it was always, I'm investing into me and into the future me. And at some point, the future me will benefit and the future me will be happy. And it's been surreal how, you know, quote unquote, fast things have moved with some of the things I'm involved in that have come up, you know, at the beginning of this year. And, you know, again, contracts are being printed and I'll sign them off, you know, within the next couple of days and whatnot. But it's as fast as it seems like, you know, it just kind of happened. It's like, no, this did not just happen. This has happened. Like, I've gotten to this point over years to the point where one of the directors of the companies that I'm about to work with, they straight up said, they're like, yo, they have been watching me for the last 2.5 years. And now with the direction that their company is going, and the company is a big company, it's a stalwart company right here in Trinidad and Tobago with international ties, and, you know, they were like, yo, we're going through such a major transformation in our organization and we need to revamp everything we are doing digitally. And we need a lot of help marketing. And this is just a perfect time to bring you on board, you know. So send us your proposals, send us your fees. And listen to me, this is the biggest project that I've been involved in. And this is also the biggest payday. And every single thing I laid out, they said, yes, done, board approved, no problems, we start. And just like that, you know, and it's so crazy because when you have been putting in your work, when you have been documenting your journey, and I talk about that along with a bunch of other people, you know, a lot of people talk about some of the best content that you can create is documenting your journey. So when you've been, you know, investing in yourself, putting out your content, showing people glimpses, because I know you can't show everything. Like with this company, I can't show, you know, everything that I'm going to be doing, right? But I can, you know, show bits and pieces and whatnot. But again, a lot of it is going to be things that I can't share. But that's okay. Like, there's going to be bits and pieces that I can. But just the simple fact that, you know, you've been documenting a journey, you're putting it out there, and then the directors can say, yo, we've been watching you for however many years. When you can document your journey, it makes your selling process, whether you're selling for somebody else or whether you are selling your own products and services or your own brand, it makes it easier for everybody to agree because they know what you're coming with. They know what you're capable of. They know what you're about, right? And it's wonderful that they can say, yo, you see all of this stuff that you've been doing here. Yeah, we need that with us. That we already see the work that you can do. We want all of that with us. And then nobody questions your value. Nobody tries to beat down your price. When you can show your value, and a lot of people try to show their value via a sales pitch. When they finally, you know, when they get that meeting and the people that are bringing them in might not exactly know exactly who they are and they haven't really documented anything and they're kind of just, you know, selling right then and there, you have a lot more work to do. You got a lot more selling to do. But when you are documenting your journey, putting out your content, showcasing your expertise in your niche, contributing to the conversations and adding to the conversations within your space, when you finally get those big deals, you get them because people have seen you over time and they know and your reputation precedes you. And then they don't bargain. They don't try to beat down your price. They are ready and willing to make the investment. And you know they are the right clients because everything that, you know, you're doing, they is what they want. And you already see how you fit. You're doing exactly what you want to do. And then they're the companies that have the finances, the resources to pay you worth. So it didn't happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. And this is why 2023, if you are somebody who has not been documenting your journey, if you have not been putting out your expertise in the form of content, starting the conversations, engaging in conversations online, if you haven't been doing that, I implore you to do that. And I also implore you to start truly, truly learning LinkedIn. I will say this, I've said this so many times before. LinkedIn is the most important social media platform that you could be on. If you are trying to build business, if you are trying to get clients, if you are trying to be a thought leader, if you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to navigate your career and you want to get in touch with the right people, you need to be on LinkedIn. You need to learn how to use it, how to leverage it. And I'm not talking about, you know, just, you know, posting content there or, you know, engaging a lot of the frivolous crap that happens on the platform. Because a lot of, I mean, what people post on the platform has changed over the years and it's not perfect. And I know that LinkedIn can be, you know, a weird place these days. However, it's still the most important platform because of who's on it. All the decision makers are on LinkedIn in the world. Well, the majority of them are on LinkedIn in the world. You can navigate and connect with almost anybody in any company, in any department. And that's huge. That's huge because you can't do that on any other platform. All right? So, I digress, but I've just been, you know, kind of just took the beginning of the first 2 weeks of this year to kind of just ease my way into it because, yo, the first two contracts alone, just two, when we just start the year, the first two contracts I'll be signing are going to make me more money within the first 4 months than I made all of last year. And last year was a very good year. And I was amazed at just how fast everything happened, but I'm like, wait a minute. No, this did not happen fast. This happened because it's been years of grinding. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there for you guys. Start today. Start now. Build your body of work. Build your portfolio. You're going to need it. And what that does is it allows people to follow your journey. It allows people to say, hey, when they are going to invest that money into you in whatever form you may be, they may want you to bring you on board. You have a documentable track record where people can say, okay, we know exactly what we're getting ourselves into. Not many people are doing that. All right. So let's dive into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be on the seven things your marketing strategy needs for 2023. Seven things your marketing strategy needs for 2023. I want to keep this. I don't want to hit the hour today. Let's see if we can get this done under 45 minutes. Let's see. All right. All right. So number one, the first thing that your marketing strategy is going to need for 2023 is you are going to need to upskill. Woohoo, boy, oh boy, you are going to need to upskill. And what does that look like? Whether you are part of an organization, whether you run an organization, or whether you are a solopreneur, everybody is going to need to upskill. Most of the organizations that I've been dealing with, when they think of marketing, they're still thinking trade show marketing. They're still thinking social media ads, create an ad, post on social media, and that's it. But folks, marketing has evolved so much. And with the advent of with all of the new artificial intelligence tools that have rolled out in the past couple of weeks, man, the amount of upskilling that has to happen is insane. So let me just give you guys the 12 competencies that make up a new age digital marketer, right? So number one, and a marketer today is expected to have a good foundational knowledge in all these areas, but specialize in about three of these areas. So that is digital strategy, like the overall digital strategy for the brand. content marketing, e-commerce marketing, email marketing, paid traffic, that's like your ads, optimization and testing, your processes and things like that. Analytics and data specialization, right? How do we collect and analyze data and turn that into strategy? Building out your conversion funnels. How do we convert all of our clients from digital and convert them into real clients? SEO, search engine optimization specialization. Copywriting, community management. How do we build a community and nurture our community online? And last but not least, you need to specialize in social media. Those are all of the competencies that a new age digital marketer is supposed to know. So you should have a good foundational knowledge in each of those areas, but then pick three of them to specialize in. And it could be any three. It could be three that make sense to you, what you want to be known for. So for me, I want to specialize in digital strategy, content marketing, e-commerce marketing, analytics and data, and SEO. Those are the areas that I really want to be known for. I think that if I learn those areas, then I can be of utmost value in an organization, and I could kind of float around a lot of departments, because each of those specializations kind of, you know, touch or work with a multitude of departments. And I really think that I could do some really good things in those specialties, right? So you want to learn those specialties, all right? Number two is, second thing that your marketing strategy is going to need for 2023 is long form content. So whilst 2022 was the year of short form content, right? It was a TikTok filled year. Businesses stopped focusing on substance in their content and exchanged that for trendy content. And the problem is that trendy content doesn't help your customers, nor does it help your bottom line. Your long-form content can come by the way of YouTube videos, podcasts, articles, webinars, slideshare decks. In the Caribbean, we have a lack of localized content that helps us in almost all industries. This is going to be a big opportunity in 2023 to position yourselves ahead of your competitors and build trust with your audience. So while short-form TikTok, substance-less content, you doing all the trends, you dancing, you flying on eagles, you standing on mountaintops on LinkedIn with a, not LinkedIn, on TikTok with a random caption, with a whistling sound. While all of those things might be great for views, it doesn't help your business. It doesn't help your brand. So you get more views and then what? You start to attract a lot of the people who are not there for the substance. They're there for the fluff. All right. So 2023 is going to be the year of long form content and content with substance. We are going to come back to that. I cannot see you converting customers with a video on TikTok where you are flying on an eagle's back. It's not going to happen. It doesn't help your clients. You're in business to solve a problem. People want to learn more about the problem and how you solve it. All right. Number three, short form content. So now that you've started to churn out your long form content, you can begin taking clips or excerpts from the long form content and repurposing that on social media. The goal is to clip out the best points and drive traffic back to the long form content. So your reels, your TikTok videos, your audiograms, your carousels, your infographics will continue to do well, but businesses need to ensure the alignment with their long form content so your audience can learn and get deeper insights about the topics. Right? So short form content isn't going anywhere, but what you should be doing is your short form content should mesh with your long form content. You should be able to take bits and pieces of your long form content and churn it out into a short digestible piece, whatever the platform you're using. So whether that be, you know, TikTok, Instagram, think about your short form videos, think about your carousels, think about your audiograms, think about your slide decks. And those things should be pieces of your long form content to drive people back to your long form content. All right. We need content with substance again, especially if you are a business. Right. And what makes it worse is that because we don't have a lot of localized content in the Caribbean, people don't have real resources to go to learn about how do we solve problems from our context. When we want to get real information, a lot of the times we're finding people who are, you know, in another market like the US or the UK. And a lot of that information is not relevant for us here in the Caribbean, right? Number four, this one's going to be huge. And this is actually one that I know I struggle with, because mentally when I check off of social media, you know, I don't want to be checking back in. I will always post because I take a lot of repurposed content and post it, but there are days where I'm just not mentally there for social media. And this is one that I know I need to do, but I'm going to struggle with, and I'm going to find a way to do it. But that is community building. So number four is community building. Now is the time to start focusing on how to go about building communities in your niche. So whether that be through Discord, Twitch, Facebook, and LinkedIn groups, these things have grown in so much popularity and they give you so much results, right? Groups are a great way to build relationships with your audience, create deeper affinity for your brand. Everyone is looking for their community, and if your brand can be the one to provide that, you're going to see great returns in 2023. Everybody wants to be a part of a movement. Everybody wants to find a home. They want to find their community. So if your brand can create that group where everybody can come and they can geek out on Pokemon cards or card collection or thrift shopping, whatever your niche is, if you can build that community and give everybody that home, your brand is going to see a lot of results for that. It's a lot of work. Building and running a healthy group on a digital channel is work. It's work. I'm always down for work, but I'm not too sure yet. But I know I got to do it because I know my community, the Digipreneur community, is there. It is there. But I want to create a space where everybody can kind of come to. Right now, my community is kind of all over the place. So next up, number five, the fifth thing that your marketing strategy is going to need for success in 2023 is focusing on owned channels. Remember, your brand doesn't own social media, and you need to focus on building the channels that you own. Think about your website, your email list, your SMS list, WhatsApp business, right? Create your WhatsApp business, give out that number so people can start to look at your WhatsApp business stories and things like that. And when you push out your broadcast messages, again, people would have subscribed or would have saved your number for all that kind of stuff, right? Push notifications, newsletters. These are channels that you own and have 100% control over. If social media goes down, your account gets suspended, removed, or your content gets removed, you should have the channels that you own where you can push out your content without any worry. The other thing I will say is that right now, when you take a look, all social media platforms are in complete chaos, right? Facebook, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, they're going through an identity crisis right now. Like, nobody knows what to do on Facebook or Instagram anymore to get the results that they want, right? TikTok is TikTok. It's a platform where there are so many questionable concerns about security and the future of TikTok. We know that the US right now is going in their own parliament and working on the bill to ban TikTok from the country. TikTok is just going to be a really, really interesting space to watch because there's so many concerns, whether they're valid or not. There's so many concerns over security that countries are looking at banning TikTok for 2023, right? So, and that's removing it from the app stores so they cannot be downloaded, right, in their respective countries. So it's going to be interesting because if a lot of countries like the US, like the UK, if they start to ban, you know, TikTok, because TikTok is a Chinese company, you know, will other countries start to follow suit? So we will see what that looks like in 2023, right? So again, you don't want to wait till you hear TikTok has been banned from your country. You want to start, you know, using it and trying to move everybody to your own platform right now. So there's a lot of concerns with TikTok, right? Then there's Twitter. Twitter is Twitter, right? Ever since Elon Musk took over, Twitter has been in complete and utter chaos. So all the social media platforms right now, there are so many question marks with them that I'm telling you, this year, focus on your own channels, the platforms that you own. Try to start moving as much of your audience off of social media. Get them to subscribe to your newsletter, your SMS list, your notification list, your websites. Like, get them coming to these platforms that you control. Because at any point where something crazy happens to these platforms, I'm not saying a Facebook is going to go away forever or whatever, but there's just so much chaos with these platforms that right now is a good time to start really focusing on bringing people from social media onto your platforms. That's a surefire way to safeguard yourself from whatever is happening with social media right now. All right. Number six, micro-influencers. In 2022, micro-influencers saw a major boost in work because companies began using them more as they closely connected to their audience. A micro-influencer is defined as someone with 10K to 50,000 followers. We need to see more companies in the Caribbean find influencers that are aligned with their brand and specialize in their niche. That way, your brand partnership can net better results as the audience has a higher trust in an aligned influencer. Right now, what we see a lot of is companies just hiring people with a following. Hey, you have a high following. Let's work with you. Promote our product. Create a new age. Create an ad, right? And while that is cool, like I don't mind you including influencers to create ads for you, the reality is it doesn't move the needle. It brings awareness, it generates awareness, but awareness does not lead to sales, right? You need to start finding influencers who can specialize in your niche, who have built that trust with their audience. I'll give you a good example. One of the best campaigns for 2022 that I've seen was I seen Courts use an interior designer to create content. And she started showing us about the best pieces to use to use in small rooms, the best tools that she carries in her car and her purse as a interior designer. And these are all products and things that Courts use. And the thing is that every single thing she said, I was ready to buy because I'm like, it makes so much sense. It wasn't they hired a comedian to make an ad about a desk. No, they hired somebody who was an interior designer. She made great content utilizing the things from Courts that she uses, and also helped you style rooms and gave you tips on creating, you know, studios or work office. And again, because she was an interior designer, the content hit different. She knew what she was talking about. And when you look at the comments, everybody was ready to buy because everything she said made so much sense. So companies, start finding people. People do not need to have massive followings, right? You are the brand. People are coming to you to do business. Find people who are specialized in your industry. Start working with them because the content you create is going to hit harder and it's going to have people ready to buy, okay? Then number seven is first-party data collection. So this is huge. We know that as marketers around the world prepare for a cookie-free world in 2023, your business needs to start thinking about how it is going to start collecting its own data. First-party data is the data that you own and collect from things like your website, your analytics tools, your CRMs, your email marketing software, loyalty programs, surveys, social media, content marketing, app data, product purchases. Your team is going to have to rethink how you collect the data and the best ways to use that data to create an amazing customer experience, right? So start doing your homework. We know that Google is going to be shutting off cookies at some point this year. I think cutoff is like June or July. But yeah, got to start looking at how can we start collecting our own first party data? And then how are we able to read and analyze that data? Okay. Now I'm going to give you a bonus. This is the bonus tip. This is going to be number 8. I think the next thing that businesses need to start learning and utilizing is all of the artificial intelligence tools that have come out so far. There has been quite a number of them. And artificial intelligence as a skill is going to be huge because these tools can do so many things, right? And I did a whole episode, episode 115 was talking about artificial intelligence. But this is going to be a skill that you're going to have to learn, and companies need to start looking at a ChatGPT, ChatSonic, Adept AI, a DALL-E, a Midjourney. There's so many tools that you're going to have to start looking and seeing how can these tools help us be more efficient? How can they help us create a new experience? Figure out how these tools can help. Like I watched a video a couple days ago on Adept AI, A-D-E-P-T, Adept AI. And you could tell that tool, hey, open up Salesforce, create a contact, create a note inside that contact saying we need to buy ink cartridges for this client. And Adept AI opened up the person's Salesforce, signed into their account, and created the new contact, put the notes, did everything for it. I also seen Adept AI take a command to do Excel work. Like the person dictated exactly what they wanted, and Adept AI opened up Microsoft Excel. It created the columns, created the headers, put in all the information, and then also created the formulas to get the result that the person needed. And I was like, listen to me, I hate Excel. I would spend my money on Adept to do all of my Excel work. So companies are going to have to start learning the world of all the commercialized tools that are the commercialized artificial intelligence tools that are out there and start figuring out how can we start to implement these things within our own processes to create a better experience. People, yourselves, figure out how you can use these tools to help you do better in your own business, in your own personal lives, right? There are so many use cases for these things. You need to figure out how to use them. And the only people, I know there's a lot of people that are worried about their jobs, they're going to be made redundant. The truth is, yes, these AI tools that are coming out are going to make a lot of jobs redundant. It's just how the evolution of society works. Before the tractor came out, people were hand picking their crops. The tractor came out, put all the hand pickers out of work. But then guess what? It created new jobs. Somebody had to drive the truck. Somebody had to operate the truck. Somebody had to fix the truck. Like, it created new jobs, folks. So we got to get past this mindset of every new evolution. People want the evolution to stop because they're worried about their jobs that they've had. Listen, all of the tools are going to help us evolve. You need to start learning how to use them and how it's going to benefit you and what new jobs are going to be created, or how to use it within your own job to make yourself even more efficient and indispensable. Okay? You're going to have to. Evolution's not going to stop because you don't like it. And the only people that are worried about their jobs being taken are the people who just don't want to keep up with learning new skills. They don't want to keep up. Unfortunately, we're always going to have to keep evolving. But I understand, too, that the rate of evolving and changing is happening at speeds that we, you know, we're not accustomed to. Every other day, something new is coming out that's changing an industry. And then we have to grow and adapt. Then we have to learn how to use, learn that new skill, learn the pros, the cons, the gaps, and see where we can fit in and do our thing. But we have to. All right? So that's my bonus. Learning artificial intelligence as a skill, playing around with all of the new tools that have come out because there's some amazing ones and they do some amazing things. And you're going to be able to see, again, the gaps and see where you fit in and see how these tools can help you do your jobs better. All right. So those are my 8 things that your marketing strategy needs in 2023. And if you're wondering how, you know, how could an AI tool help me in marketing? Listen, I was watching another video where a guy, you know, needed help on creating his own content marketing strategy. And he asked ChatGPT to create a one-month marketing strategy. And it gave him an entire one-month strategy. And even if you don't take it, you know, word for word, you now have a foundation to build off. You now have a foundation that you, the human, can say, okay, this is the strategy. I'm going to tweak it and make it your own. But you would have gone from, you know, not knowing, you know, how to put together the strategy to now you have one. Now you have a good formula for you. The other thing I will say before we wrap up is that I'm seeing a lot of chatter online with, you know, some experts saying that, you know, ChatGPT and these tools are the AI killer. No. I firmly disagree with that. And the reason is because as amazing as these AI tools are, the one thing that Google is and has always done is Google has been a connector. Google has been a connector of information, a connector of perspectives. AI does not give you perspective. It gives you cold, hard facts. When you go onto a Google now and you type in that exact same question, how do I create a content plan? You're going to get a wide variety of perspectives from different people. And the perspectives that you're going to gain and the insights you're going to gain from people are always going to be different than what an AI tool is going to give you. And the perspectives are needed. Now, the perspectives are going to be needed even more alongside AI. Because while an AI tool can give me the content marketing plan, in order for me to really benefit from this, I might need to see some other people's different perspectives as to how they do it so that I can tweak the plan that AI tool even gave me. Tweak it to see how I see fit. And you might be in a market where certain things don't work. And you won't know that until you start to see other people's perspectives. So Google is going to be there regardless because guess what? It's going to connect people to their expertise and their points of views and their perspectives. We are still going to want to consume that and get information from humans so that way we can form our own opinion. And the AI tools that we use are going to be used to help execute that vision. I hope that makes sense for you. All right. So that is it from me today for the Digipreneur FM podcast, episode 116, the 8 things your marketing strategy needs for in 2023 to succeed. If you enjoyed today's episode, please drop a review on any one of the podcast platforms that you listen to the podcast on. So if you're on Spotify, you could drop a review or you can do a star rating. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please drop a review or drop a star rating. Those ratings, the reviews, they help continue to grow the Digipreneur FM podcast family all across the world. And it also helps me, you know, ensure that we continue to provide the best content for you. You can also follow me on social media at Keron Rose, KeronRose, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can follow me on all social media platforms. Instagram stories, I like to post a lot of my behind-the-scenes content and whatnot. So definitely go and check that out and make sure to follow along for the journey. Don't forget, you can check out the KaronRose.com website to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your platforms. And to stay up to date on all things related to the podcast, check out the Digipreneur.fm website, all right? So that is it for me today, folks. Have yourself a wonderful week. Happy Monday. You will see me in a couple of days as we drop our episode 117 in 2-3 days. Enjoy your week, folks, and take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.